It might seem strange to begin our exploration of how the Supreme Court has broken the right to vote with the 1980 presidential election. The result was a landslide, with Republican Ronald Reagan crushing incumbent Democratic President Jimmy Carter by a 489-49 Electoral College margin. Reagan received almost 44 million votes compared to Carter's 35 million. Reagan won 44 states to Carter's 6. The election was a total rebuke of Carter, stemming from disapproval surrounding the Iran hostage crisis and a stagnant economy. Republicans also won control of the U.S. Senate for the first time since 1954. What was so special about the 1980 election for the constitutional right to vote? The answer comes from the independent run for president by John Anderson, a significant political figure in 1980, at least for a few months while his candidacy was hot. Anderson's legacy may be lost on most of us now, but his influence on the world of voting rights through the Supreme Court case that bears his name lives on.